Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another movie on the most disturbing list. And I've been going through this now, and I'm kind of knocking out a couple that I've heard before. Ones I've heard of before, but I just haven't gotten around to yet. And in today's episode, I have a movie that has actually two different names. It goes by Switchblade Romance or High Tension. Apparently, it was the latter in French and the former in United Kingdom. So, United Kingdom, it was Switchblade Romance, and High Tension, it was the France release. I think it came out in France first, I guess. I don't understand the name either way, based on what this movie is about. And as you know, I don't really do much research at all, except for these episodes. Now, this one was controversial due to the gore, but also plagiarism. Yes, turns out this movie shared an awful lot of similarities to a Dean Koontz book called Intensity. Now, I'm a huge fan of Koontz, and I've actually read, you know, Intensity, so I'm very familiar with that work, and that's an excellent book, by the way, and if you want to, definitely read that if you want to check it out. Anyway, the director acknowledged the similarities, but that was about it. He didn't say he was inspired or anything. He just said, yeah, I know that book, and yeah, I know it's similar, and he kind of just left it like that. And Koontz himself, you know, was made aware. He got wind of this, and he saw the movie, and yeah, he stated he didn't want to sue because he was so disgusted by it and is so intellectually bankrupt. By suing, he would be saying that this in somewhat is a representation of his work, and he didn't want anything to do with it. Wow. And as I stated, the book was great, so I'm wondering how many details they took from the book and how it's different, if it's different at all. But that's a side note. The major question here is, does it deserve to be on the most deserving list? So what is this one about? Well, we have two female college students, Alex and Marie, on a break. And they're going to Alex's parents' house, way out in the country, isolated somewhere, to study and relax. Meanwhile, they cut to some dude in a truck, and he, like, drops this lady's head on the ground and, like, moves and, you know, drives away. You know, so we go back to, you know, Alex and Marie. So they get there, it's late at night, and, you know, Marie's chilling in her room or whatever. And, you know, the doorbell rings, and it's like, it's ringing like crazy. The father goes to answer the door, and dude, like, slashes the father right away, and it's on and cracking. Now, I don't want to spoil too much for you here, but I gotta tell you why it's on the list. You know, I gotta give you some details. Now, in this scene, basically, you know, he kills pretty much everybody in the house. Now, the father loses his head with a very unique kill using the stairway and the dresser. Now, again, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Now, the mother gets her throat viciously sliced. I mean, very viciously. All of this, like I said, is super graphic. Now, you know, he chains up, you know, Alex and Marie. Well, he chains up Alex, but Marie is still, like, hiding. Now, he takes her in the truck, and Marie sneaks in, and she plans to break her free and call the cops as the truck drives off. And that's pretty much where I'll stop, because, like I said, I don't want to spoil too much, because if I keep going, I'm going to reveal the most crazy and extremely ridiculous twist that's in this movie. And by ridiculous, I mean it in no way is plausible. And it pretty much invalidates everything you saw earlier. It would be logistically impossible and make no sense for the things to play out the way it does for the killer. And I will just leave it at that. Oh, by the way, I did say, as we mentioned, the similarities between Intensity and this movie. Now, the plot at the very beginning is actually pretty much similar to the book with that, and, you know, engagement at the house. And then, you know, they have a really stupid twist in the movie, and the book, you know, kind of plays out in a different, very, very different way, which was, again, still enjoy that book. Definitely go read that if you haven't. And I can completely understand why Coons wanted nothing to do with this. If you watch this movie and say, oh yeah, that's the Coons book. No, I wouldn't want anything to do with this either if I were him. Now, if this were a regular review, I wouldn't endorse it because I would want someone I wouldn't want someone to go into this thinking that this was a good movie to endorse. I would really want someone to watch it just so they can see the twist and see what they thought of it, what they thought of this ending, which I didn't like the ending either. But yeah, again, I'm not here for an endorsement or anything like that. Is it disturbing? And does it deserve to be on that list? And for the gore factor, I would say yes, but this is another one that's not very high on that disturbing scale. I mean, it's a slasher with a couple of really good kills in it. Other than that, it's on the level of Friday the 13th or Halloween as far as slashers go, and I don't consider those disturbing. The only reason this one gets on the list, like I said, is because the grittiness and the way that they handle the kills with that extra layer of gore on it. And, you know, Halloween and, you know, Friday the 13th didn't have that layer of grittiness for me. So on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the, you know, the best on the, you know, as far as, you know, being on that list, I would give this one a 2. So, if you like slashers, it's not a horrible movie, but this is one of those rare cases I would have wished they just played it straight instead of trying to do some kind of off-the-wall twist. I love originality, but this one goes way past that, and it's just silly. Now, it could have been a recommendation, but if they just would have played it straight now, it's only there just out of curiosity. So only check this one out if what I've said here made you curious about the twist. Don't go read about it because they're going to spoil it for you. Just watch it and you'll kind of furrow your brow and be like, huh? How are we getting here? And then you would think back about all the stuff that happened. You'd be like, well, wait a minute. If this happened, then yeah. Anyway, like I said, check this one out only if you're curious. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Definitely check out the Instagram, the Facebook of the same name. I post all my posters and links there as well. Up on all streaming platforms now. Definitely like, share, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And yeah, I will definitely be back very soon because, like I said, I've got episodes done. I just need to record the audio and get these up and running. So yeah, so I will see you guys again really soon. Again, appreciate the time. Thank you. Peace.